Welcome to You Are The Media Bite Size. One idea each week on the loyal audience you build on and offline. Here's Mark Masters.
Hello there. Joining me now as we keep this train of conversation and people come to create a day flowing. Joining me now, we have Lucy Billington and Catherine Turner. Lucy, say hello.
Hi, everybody.
Catherine, hello. How are you?
Hey, everybody.
Upbeat. That's all I ask. Let's do this as we do. Right. So, Lucy, Catherine, part of Career Today, but also part of the You with Media space in terms of involvement and the wider world as well. And I want to pick up on that for our conversation today. So what I'm going to do, first of all, I'm going to ask Catherine. Lucy, let's start with Lucy. Lucy, introduce yourself. Introduce yourself and what you do.
Hi, I'm Lucy. I run Inspiring Kids. It's a tutoring, mentoring, therapy business for children. So it's a little bit more than a tutoring agency. Our focus is on helping children overcome their barriers to learning, building their self-esteem. So we work a lot with children who are out of school for whatever reason, anxiety, special needs, and try and get them to the place where they can reach their potential.
How are you finding it? How long have you been doing this?
I've been doing it since 2019. I did a franchise of another business for 2 years before because my son is autistic. My youngest is autistic and he needed to leave school all of a sudden. So I had to quickly do another thing. So I had to start a business. So I started that business and that was great for a little while, but it wasn't enough. It was just your typical tutoring agency. So I was going for all these runs saying, what's your why? What's your why? What do you really want to do? And I realized it was all about self-esteem for me and helping children who'd been in my son's position. So that's why it was born. So yeah, it's been going for over 4 years now. So it's doing all right. 4.5 years.
One last question before I go to Catherine. Do you notice a change in people since, and all the stuff of living indoors and the way that the world was from when you started the business? Is it noticeable?
Yeah, definitely noticeable. We get loads more inquiries for children who've just changed since COVID. A lot of children just really, really anxious. Not the same children they were before. I mean, it's puzzling, isn't it? Because plenty of children haven't been affected like that. My own children were fine with it, but many, many really have. It was just the last straw for some of them. So, yeah.
Thank you. Hey.
Been great for business, but sad.
Catherine, introduce everyone. Catherine Turner. Catherine, say hello. Introduce to folks at home what you do.
Hey, thank you, Mark. Nice to meet you, Lucy. This is our first time meeting, so good to meet you. I am Catherine, the sole owner of Entirely Catherine Photography, which means that I do all of the jobs when it comes to running my business. As a photographer, I basically work with people who really want to have some great photos of them because they know how important it is to connect really quickly with their audience and having great, authentic, comfortable looking photos, whether they are jazz hands and all that sort of wackiness, which I have quite a few people that like to do that, but also equally people who just have a really calm persona, but they don't want to look wooden in front of a camera. They want to look, you know, that like themselves and feel like themselves.
How do we do it? Here's a question.
How do we do it?
Because because you're great, but that is a skill that we have. In how someone feels relaxed. How can we not look wooden if we're a subject?
You know, that's such a great question, Mark. It's really just about that relationship. And you know, like part of what I was thinking about talking about today with you was with this whole being comfortable in the community. Just the whole being comfortable thing, wherever we go and whatever we do is going to bring out the best of us. So if you're not comfortable when you're working with anyone in whatever business you're working with, then you're not going to do your best work. So that goes exactly for that in front of the camera. So that being comfortable, having a great relationship with the person that you're working with and just having those good conversations, letting it flow. Sometimes it takes time. This absolutely fits with everything that we do. Yeah, what we're going to be doing for Create Today really is that kind of just having that comfortable moment, having that comfortable conversations and have it being able to connect and just be yourself and then relax into it. And it just sometimes does just take that little bit of extra time. You know, you might come frazzled, you might come nervous, you might come, you know, you might be feeling that when you come to a shoot, or whether you come to create a day and you're feeling those things. Just having that moment, there you go.
It's quite a skill, because I can't relax unless I've had a couple of wines for a photo. I really can't.
It's horrible. Isn't it? Yeah. It's all, they got my laugh now. Let's do the, don't look at me, give it to me. It's horrible. It's tough, but it's a skill to have. Let's pick up on this. As you were just saying there, Catherine, about the importance to be comfortable. So I'm gonna pick up here is that you're both active in the You of the Media space. For instance, Catherine lives in sunny Bath, but that still doesn't put Catherine off traveling down to the sea.
No, I don't. Lucy lives in Bath.
You're from Catherine, are you? No, sorry, Lucy. Lucy, you're from Dorset, aren't you?
Me?
Yeah.
I am, yeah. I'm originally from Bournemouth, which is my massive link anyway. So when I heard about you were the media doing something in Bath, I was like, and you had a Bournemouth branch, I was like, oh, I want to be involved with that, because I'm planning to move back down in the next year, as you know. So, so it's perfect for me that you go to both those places.
By the way, let me ask this then. So is that still on the cards then?
Me moving?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, very much so. Yeah, very much.
I
can't
wait. I'm just like, Mark, you're recording this, and I don't want to talk about this. It's making me feel uncomfortable. Is the spanner in the works? And that would have like thrown the conversation completely. Right. This what we're talking about here is about being comfortable. And does it help? So Lucy and Catherine, this is the first time coming to Create a Day. But with a wider thing for any of us, really, that whatever we join or whatever we attend or whatever we commit to, it really does help to feel comfortable before you step into a space that is the first time amongst many others this year that are coming into the Creator Day, the confines of Creator Day. Can I ask that? Has that helped? I'll start with Catherine. You know, getting names mixed up. I'll start with Catherine. Does it help that there's almost like a build up? It's like I've met people, albeit online. Does this help all of us to feel a little bit more comfortable when we participate and join in rather than attend the day that we've committed to?
For me, Mark, I'm feeling this whole, yes, it does, first of all, is just for a short answer. But I think for me, having been part of You Are the Media, having met a handful of people live for various events within You Are the Media, so, you know, I've not been able to come in person to anything because I live a little bit further away, but just having these being able to meet people a little bit beforehand, having this podcast, so I feel like I'm meeting people through the podcast, listening to them, listening to their stories, who they are, what they do, what they're about, and then feeling that actually it's not just about coming to an event, it is about coming to meet the community. You know that for me, it's like I feel like we've all got this nice like equal, fair, friendly platform that you have afforded us, and that it's, I feel very much that there's this encouraging and responsive safe space that I can just become and be part of, you know, without having to know people really, really, really well, but just having these kind of little mini connections and mini conversations and people helping each other out, even putting posting into the URL media and circle and that, and posting and saying, oh, this question, that question, and people just helping each other out and being there. It's quite exciting. It's quite exciting to think I'm going to come and meet these lovely folks.
Yeah, because I'm just kind of, the conversation here is to help me as well, because when you have an event, here's the thing I'm learning, is that when you put on an event, a main event, as we say, a pillar event for Creator Day, you put all your energy in the day, but I realise that it's so important, like what you just said there, around these ways to connect and to reach out. And I like the way that you just said fairness as well. It kind of feels fair for everybody. Do you know what I mean? Rather than that them and us, like the only way that you can participate is putting your hand up and asking a question in a Q&A, whereas you can find ways where there is fairness and there's all everyone could be shoulder to shoulder with each other. I just think it's a great opportunity. This is learning for all of us that when we come back into a live space, how you can make the most of a moment in time, but all this stuff that surrounds it as well. So it's can I ask that with you as well, Lucy? How does it help? I mean, you coming down to Paul, as I got the names muddled up, but you coming down to Paul to the Lunch Club events, does it not feel as daunting?
Definitely not. No, it really does help a lot. The first time I came ever was the Bath one, and I knew one person, the other Catherine. And that really helped. That was lovely. But then people were so, so welcoming on that occasion. And then I've gone to the other events and those same people have been so welcoming. And each time I've grown and known a few more people. So getting to know people like this through the web, through the chat, is great. You've got this little background thing. So when you then meet people in person, you say, oh, you were that one, weren't you? Like you just told us about Matt. We'll be all going, oh, how's your ankle? We'll be all knowing everything. So it's great. I love it. I think it's a really, really friendly thing. And what I also particularly like is I've noticed I've gone to other things where people have gone for a long time and you're very aware that they're the little in-group. They're the clique that know each other really well. That doesn't happen with your other media, I've noticed. People that have been there since the beginning who could be like that are incredibly welcoming. I'm really like that.
That's a big question. Right, I just want to pick up on this now, all right?
Yeah.
Because I found this, I'm chatting to the students from the Creator Lab, that they were highlighting a previous show around this thing that you just alluded to here, Lucy, of cliques. Yeah, they were saying, when I come to this for the first time, you lot are already four steps ahead of me. I'm still at college and my right is to pipe down and to be quiet and be over here in the corner because you lot are all over there. People are all in their little cliques and that's what we stick to. Is it, I just kind of want to pick up on here of that, is that, that does make the whole experience difficult. That does make the whole experience difficult when you think you're walking into a space where there is cliques. Can I just highlight, just kind of from your perspective, how that can be so off-putting and why, I guess, and from coming down to the Lunch Club events, that sense of a clique or feeling distant is not there. This is to put, I'm asking this to put somebody's mind at ease who is listening and coming to this for the first time. Lucy?
Yeah, I just think when I walk in, yeah, there's a little bit of a nervous feeling every time because I'm thinking, oh, will the few people I do know so far be there? Will I be able to talk? But I just, and you know, and you see people talking in their groups. Of course, there's people talking in their groups and you can't just go, hi, and do all of that. But what I find is there's always just someone next to you at that moment that's always, that turns and you look and you catch each other's eye and you go, oh, hi, do you know many people? And before you know it, you're off chattering away with that person as well. So, and each time you build on that, and then the people who have I've met before, later on, they come over or I pass by and we stop and have another little chat. So I feel like it just develops quite naturally. I do feel it's a very welcoming scenario. And I've been to networking things where people practically ask you what you do for a living and the shutters come down, don't they? It's that, oh, yeah, it's not my field, so I'm not really interested. It's very about that. I've never, ever felt that with your other media. It's practically the last thing that people ask you is what you're doing because it's just more about what we're up to and what we're engaging in together.
Do you think that puts people off your side, Catherine? For instance, your side, you know, you're travelling down. There's a distance there. M25, are you getting down? How are you getting out, Catherine? Are you...
Train, I'll be training. I have to go up into London, back out. So, yep, down. So not too far.
Hang on a minute. You're in the sea on the Friday, aren't you?
I am going to be in the sea, yay! And no wetsuit, the whole no wetsuit thing.
By the way, somebody was saying, that sounds quite tough, sounds quite hard on people, that you're saying, you're not. It's almost like you're pointed at for if someone wears a wetsuit. Listen, I'm saying, someone's listening and says, can I come in the sea? Yes, bring wetsuits, whatever it is.
Am I allowed a float?
Oh, blimey, bloody hell. I'm not having this. When you lose out your hand, it starts drifting out of sea. It's like, can someone... Like they're bringing the Lilo. It's fine. It's coming around. It might be dead. Come back to what we were saying, though, Catherine. You're coming down. Well, yes. You're coming down from traveling down, train down, Waterloo, down to Poole. What puts people off? Do you think that puts people off? Is that unexpected? Like they think that there's cliques or people or there's the in-jokes that everyone's already familiar with. Just in your experience, you're saying, yes, I'm going because that's because you're already a part of it also. It feels easy for you. But do you think that's what puts people off? Is that it's that unknown and knowing that everyone else is there having a fun time and laughing and they feel on the outskirts?
Potentially, yes. I potentially think that it can make people feel like, am I going to fear? Am I going to be able to have a conversation with someone? I think for me, actually, one of the things that makes me a bit nervous is actually feeling like I don't have that level of expertise that other people might have. And I might feel like they've got a lot more experience. I'm only 14 years. And I say only 14 years into my business. We've got these lovely new young people coming from Creator Lab, you know, who are just like ground zero for them. So, you know, that feeling of like, oh my gosh, all these people have no stuff and I don't know stuff and I'm going to look like a twit. You know, that's quite a, you know, like, but the imposter syndrome thing, I guess that's what it is, isn't it? But, so, you know, I was thinking about these. I love the episodes listening to the young people and how they're getting ready to come and they're thinking about what it's going to be like and if they're going to be able to network and have these conversations. And I thought, crikey, you know, I don't know that I've got any wisdom to share with them. But I'd like, in a way, I'd like to kind of say, if anyone's feeling like that, I'm sure that I'm not the only one who feels like I don't have enough wisdom to share with anyone. So it's a case of we're all in it together and we'll all be having these lovely sort of conversations about almost the stuff that we have conversations about in our heads. That, like, you know, what yeah, I don't know, what's the state of the economy, I can't get sales at the moment, this, that, and, you know, those sort of all sorts of conversations that we have as business owners in our head, we'll be able to have those out loud with other like-minded human beings. So, you know, it would be nice to do that.
It's not about what you know, is it? It's about the camaraderie, it's about sharing that, it's about being able to talk to other self-employed people who get it, because I don't have many friends that are self-employed and they don't really get it, and I warble on about it, but I'm sure they're switching off half the time. But I love being with other people who get it. So that's all it is, isn't it? You don't need to know a whole lot. But if you don't, well, you'd intimidate me.
That's an important, I'll tell you what, this is a theme that I'm picking up from this, is around openness, yeah? Is that it's easy to walk into a new space with your guard up. But when there is this acknowledgement around openness, that would you were just sharing there on your side, Catherine, is that when you come into a space that you think that other people know more than you, is certainly not the case. So the importance of openness to be there to have that conversation and that chat is always a big step, isn't it? I always get it. It's always that first step or that conversation or that chat with someone that you may not know, which we all know is not going to be coercive or someone waiting to sell something straight away. It's that thing of the comfort and the environment that's created is worth its weight. So here's my question for you both. Well, you're coming into this for the first time. You obviously know how everything works by participating and joining in. This being new to you, created it. So what are you both looking forward to? Lucy?
It's a bit the element of the unknown, actually, because I've got an idea what's going to happen, but I don't really know what's going to happen. And last time I came down for the lunch day thing and there's the world record attempts and you had us all dancing randomly. And I was like, oh, OK, it's just great. Really fun. So this, I know it's in a theatre, so I'm excited about that venue. I'm excited about seeing the people I know and meeting some new ones and just really seeing what's going to happen. That's what's keeping me excited.
Let me share this because, as we said, world records, we always break world records. The world record that we are going for is Alex King. She is going to break the world record for the most hugs in a minute. The record currently stands at 88, but if you're not a hugger, that's okay. If you find it a bit oddball and a little bit uncomfortable, there's a door on the left, but if you're up for it, we're going to break the record. There is a door on the right. And the reason we're doing it, so as we come back in after lunch, is because when you've had your lunch, you're normally feeling lethargic, yeah? You're kind of in that little lunchtime slump. I kind of notice it every time. But what we're doing is to raise those energy levels and break a world record. It will be done. Hey, Catherine, on your
can
side,
I ask a question on that?
Go for
How long are these hugs going to be? Because I like a long hug, so I probably shouldn't get involved in this. I'm going to be too long. Slow your... Does it just have to be a real quick?
How are you? It's just quick. It's just it's quick, no. Yeah. The world record was broke at the end of 2023. Someone from Towie or something like that, or whatever it was. A celebrity did it, and it's just a production. Lucy, it's a production line. There's no need. There's no embrace. This is just cold.
No snuggling in, none of that.
There was no emotion in this. It's just a cut and thrust. Next person. Catherine, on your side, what are you looking forward to? It's a day that you're coming to, they're not used to, the train down to the sunny seaside. What are you looking forward to?
Well, apart from my less than a second hug from Alex, which I'm very much looking forward to, I am looking forward to really just finding the inspiration that I need to keep on with my business and to keep on looking for new ideas, how I'm going to generate, grow, what am I thinking next? How do I package up something? Do I come up with a whole new service? All that stuff. I'm kind of coming with a free mind to see how this goes, because I joined You Are the Media back in sort of November, end of November, beginning of December sometime, and I signed up for Creator Day because at that time I'd had a bit of things had happened and it was difficult for me, so I'm just like, this is like a further kick in the right direction for me going, right, I'm back on track. Here's Catherine, she's going to do her thing. And I just look forward to, meeting everyone as well, really. Just meeting all the faces that I've been meeting online. So, yeah, can't wait.
Important, isn't it? I come back to what we started at the beginning. This sense of familiarity, a face that you'll see on the screen, a post from someone else. It starts to come, it just starts to make it all that little bit easier as it all starts to come together. And that familiarity, and as we kind of highlighted at the beginning, everyone's in the same space, we're all trying to kind of cobble it all together. It just feels nice when we've got other people on our side that are cheering for us.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Right, okay, so if you haven't joined in yet, then come to creatorday.uk and you can meet up with Catherine and Lucy at the end of April. But for now, Catherine, Lucy, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, Mark.